Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
917, Tommy Tucker. I'm just privileged to have this man with us, Walter Isaacson, professor of history at Tulane. He has been the CEO of the Aspen Institute, CEO of CNN, the editor of Time Magazine. He is the chair emeritus of Teach for America. Professor Isaacson, good morning, and thank you for taking the time with us.
Thank you, Tommy. It's great to be with you.
I know you. I spoke to you about 15 years ago for 10 minutes. I'm sure you remember that, right?
Oh, yeah. We all remember anything to do with the storm.
I know you have God knows how many books you've written, and y'all can Google all of that. I don't want to eat up our time with that. I'd rather talk to Professor Isaacson. You were born here, and before we start talking about Road Home, what were your thoughts when you saw this city that you were born in, that you loved, just destroyed?
You know, it kicked me in the gut because it reminded me how important roots are to people and how we had a community that had all sorts of problems and all sorts of beauties to it, and we were all going to have to rally around to make sure that community survived. You know, our family house where my brother now lives and where my brother and I grew up on Napoleon Avenue in Galvez was under 8 feet of water, and we took a picture. And you could turn the picture, 180 degrees, and see the reflection of the house. It was just totally there, halfway underwater.
So this is deeply personal to you.
Absolutely, and you didn't realize it until I came in with the governor because she had asked me to be the vice chair of the recovery authority with Dr. Norman Francis. And we came in and landed at the Superdome, and I was sitting next to one of the staffers, Sarah Usden, and I was just crying because, and I don't cry like that usually, but it was like, whoa, we aren't going to come back.
How do you even go about envisioning a recovery, especially as it's so personal for you with 8 feet of water in your home in Napoleon and Galvez, your childhood home, where, as you said, and I think that's a startling reference, that you turn the picture upside down and looks the same because you're seeing a reflection of the house in the water.
Yeah, I still have that picture hanging here. I'm in New Orleans, about 4 blocks from where I was born, sitting on the balcony. And right here in the house, I keep that as a reminder, along with the picture of the house with the FEMA cross on it, saying that NC, meaning the North Carolina National Guard, came in first. Exactly when they came in, the big X, and fortunately a zero at the bottom, meaning zero people found dead in-house.
So I was talking earlier, Walter, about, if it's okay to call you Walter, I know that's your name.
Please, please. Okay. Yeah, Tommy, after all these years.
Yeah, but that you know, I had a tax accountant friend of mine that lived on General Haig, I think it was, right by the Orleans Avenue Canal. And I didn't really realize until today that if that those evacuation orders had not been followed by so many people, you would have had a lot of people dead and drowned, right?
Well, you did have a lot of people dead.
No, you
and
did,
drowned.
But I mean, it was even more catastrophic. And I didn't mean to diminish that at all.
No, I know, but that's one of the things, and you know it as well as I do, that we got to remember. This was not, you know, 5 or 6 people hurt or whatever. Mm-hmm. This was unbelievably devastating. And when we came back, as I said, we landed with the recovery authority and soon we're going all throughout the town. You saw those FEMA crosses, not like the ones in my house, mm-hmm. but they'd have, you know, one dead in an attic, 2 dead.
Right.
And you'd see the body bags and you'd say, how could this have happened?
So how do you go about even beginning to envision the city coming back? I don't know. It would be such a huge task. I don't know. How? How do you do it, Walter?
Well, we broke it up into different categories. For example, I was involved with the one on education. And with Mary Landrieu, it was like fighting with the federal government. They wanted to say how many pencils were destroyed in this school and then what was the cost of the fax machine. And we said, no, you just got to give us one check to build those buildings back. And then we realized we didn't want to just build back the school system we had. We wanted to build the school system we wanted to have.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people came in, and this was somewhat controversial. But you had the people who did Kipp Academy, Collegiate Academy. All these people had done first-class schools around the country. We had them each build as many as they wanted, 4 or 5 schools. And we tried to make sure the parents had the choice of which of those schools to go to, and we gave each of the schools autonomy. That was a new way of looking at schools. And, you know, some people preferred the old system, but we felt that if you had different choices that parents could have, to be honest, just like my parents had, they decided where they could move based on then Fort Jay High School and Ben Franklin, and then they could afford to send me to Newman.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to make sure that as many people as possible in the city had some form of choice, and we let the schools compete. Likewise, we did it with the Road Home Program and housing. We didn't get it exactly right, but we broke the problems up into smaller problems. And then here's the key to it. Whether it was Boise Bollinger, who had been recently a Trump supporter, or Kim Boyle, who is definitely a Democrat, Mary Madeline and Donna Brazile, we all sat in the recovery room and said, no political agenda. Mm. We're all in the same boat together.
That came up?
We're not going to fight politics.
It was spoken?
Absolutely. And was spoken last night when we had the reunion. We all talked about how at the very first meetings, we said, nobody here is a Democrat, nobody here is a Republican. Everybody here is just a citizen of New Orleans. And we're reminded we're in the same boat, and nobody should make politics of these things. That's a lesson that happened with the Recovery Authority, thanks to the Saint and Norman Francis, is Norman Francis said, we've got to rise above politics.
Well, you said sainted. I think you're right there as a you know,
well,
consider.
Well, not quite yet, but he's a.
You understand what I'm saying?
I think that.
Yeah. If you're looking at.
He was the type of person we had at one point. We were fighting over the Road Home program. There were some Acorn demonstrators, you know, young, mm-hmm. Sort of preppy demonstrators. And Norman wasn't in the room, so I was chairing the meeting, and Donna Brazile starts getting into a fight with him, saying, you know, I don't want you to send my family to Lower Nine until it's... And finally, Norman came in the room, and the temperature came down. Mm. Everybody calmed down, and it was no longer an ideological battle. I think we have to remember that the Governor Blanco, everybody else involved, and George W. Bush all tried to put together groups of people from different walks of life, races, backgrounds, and parties, and said, don't fight against each other, fight for the city.
What do you think worked right about the Road Home, and what was most effective or more effective?
The Road Home program worked well because, and this is the part that worked well, which is we just tried very hard to make sure people got their money so that they could come home. And a lot of people came home, you know, different parts of the city. Each got rebuilt. My part of the city was Broadmoor, as I said, Napoleon Avenue, Galvez, that area. Mm-hmm. And at first, it was Broadmoor's not going to come back. It was a green dot on the map. And we said, no, bring Broadmoor back. And we had a rally. My parents were still around then on the neutral ground with a band. And so we decided we were going to try to bring every part of the city back, wait until we got the levees straight before some of it came back. We got some things. Another thing we got right, but was also a problem, was we didn't want people around the country saying it's waste and abuse and fraud. There's so much fraud. We didn't want those headlines we could imagine in the Washington Post saying billions of dollars go to homes where people don't really own them.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
More with fake claims. And so we made it really... We tried to fight any corruption or fraud by saying, you got to prove you had the house. That was a bit of a problem because some people didn't have papers. They didn't have documents.
There were a lot of estates that had not been, what's the word I'm thinking of, Walter? Help me out. When you close an estate out, what's that for it called?
Yeah. Well, we have had the right documentation, you mean, or the...
Where the people were afraid to close the estate out because they were afraid the houses could be stolen from, if I remember correctly. I forgot the word.
Right. Well, repossess or eminent domain, whatever those things were. The main thing was you had to prove you really had the house. You had to prove the value of the house, and you got up to the full value of the house. We didn't want people to say we were wasting money or it was corrupt. I think we may have erred by being too strict on having people prove ownership and prove this because it took a long time for people to do it. And we were just scared, given the reputation of Louisiana sometimes, that we were going to lose all the federal money if newspaper stories kept coming out about people who got money when they didn't really own the home. And so I think we were a little bit too cautious there. And we may have made a mistake on saying, you can get up to the full pre-Katrina value of your house. Because this was Norman Francis, and he did it with the best of hearts, but that may have discriminated against people whose houses were worth less. Mm-hmm. But we didn't want to say, hey, you had a $50,000 house, it got wiped away, we're going to give you $80,000. We said, no, you're going to get your pre-Katrina value for the home. That became a bit controversial, but I really want people to believe that whether it was Norman Francis or everybody else on that housing committee, they were trying and we were trying to get the balance right. It wasn't out of partisan corruptness or something. if we got some of the balances wrong.
You are a historian and one of the more noted historians in the country. I would ask you, just if you can, take us back, because there are people listening right now, Walter, that were maybe 9, 10 years old when Katrina happened. They don't remember anything about green dots. Just, you mentioned that earlier. Just refresh our memories on that, if you would, please, about the green dots, the infamous green dots.
Yeah. What happened was, when I first got involved, we were talking to the federal government, to the very incompetent people in FEMA in some places. And they were like, you have to have plans. You have to show what parts of the city you're going to bring back. And so there were these planning groups about, okay, this part of the city can come back this way. And one of the things they did was they put green dots on certain parts of the city saying this part of the city is not going to come back. It's too low lying. I didn't pay as much attention to it as I should have, but one morning at about 5 a.m., I got a phone call, and it was my father, and he was saying, what the hell did you do to us? I said, what do you mean? He said, well, you green dotted. I said, what are you talking about? He said, didn't you see the morning Picayune? There's a map of the city, and our house in Broadmoor, that whole area has been green dotted. And that meant that the planners, in their infinite wisdom, said, no, this neighborhood's not going to come back. Let's let it just be parkland again. That had a silver lining, which is it galvanized, as I said, the Broadmoor community to have rallies on the Napoleon Avenue neutral ground. And it galvanized people in the Ninth Ward to say, you got to bring our ward back, too. And I think that sense that people really wanted to come home and they wanted to restore their neighborhoods, that got asserted because the planning commission at first, or the planners that were hired by the planning commissions, thought that they could get rid of certain neighborhoods.
Walter, real quick, I got to ask you, just on a personal note, did you have any idea when you were a kid that you were going to achieve what you've managed to achieve in your life?
You know, one of the things in life you got to learn, Michael Lewis, who I grew up with here in New Orleans, taught me this, is you always have to have some gratitude. You have to realize there's some magical things that have happened to you. My parents were the nicest and smartest people I've ever met. I grew up, as I say, on Napoleon Avenue. Man, you can't grow up on a better place in this planet than Napoleon Avenue. Mm-hmm. It was a diverse neighborhood, black and white and Italians and Irish and uptown swells and Jews and everybody else. And that diversity was reflected in the way we did the music, the way we did the food. And so over the course of my life, I try to reflect back on even bad things, even when I look at some problems the city had, and of course, Katrina being the foremost amongst them, I say, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the community I was raised in. I'm grateful, and that's why I've moved back to the city, or moved back when Katrina happened. And as far as I've traveled around the world, and I've been to many weird places as a journalist and as a writer, when I come home, I say, okay, this is where the roots are.
And I got to ask, do you have any plans to write a book about the whole Katrina part of your life or the history of Katrina?
No, I think a lot of books have been done. I've just finished a book on Elon Musk, mm-hmm. and that sort of took a lot out of me because he's a strong character.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And I'm doing a book that comes out in November, which is about our need for unity as a nation. And this is the 250th birthday of our nation coming up, 1776. To July 4th of next year. And it's called The Greatest Sentence Ever Written. It's about we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all, and a look word by word how Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, John Adams had four drafts of that sentence and what they mean by that sentence and what that means for the American dream and the common ground that we have to share.
When does that come out?
We learned that there was a common ground. It comes out in November of this year and okay. about 2 months. It's already on Amazon for people who want to glance at it on Amazon. But that's what I want to do now coming out of Katrina is say, in New Orleans, we learned during the hurricane that we were all in the same boat and that we shared common ground.
I know you have
that's
to go.
That's what they did in America when they did the Declaration. So I want to celebrate it, not allow people to use our history to tear us apart.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but real quick, do you think somebody texted this question in when you said that everybody sat around and said no politics? If the same thing were to happen today, do you think you could get that same concession from everybody?
A couple nights ago, we had a reunion of the Louisiana Recovery Authority. Boise Bollinger, big Trump supporter, Kim Boyle, all sitting there, and we asked that question. And we said that sometimes when you're attacked from the outside, we really should all learn to rally together. Ronald Reagan used to say, if aliens invaded us, we'd get rid of all our politics. Sometimes that works. It worked in Katrina. Sometimes it doesn't work. We were attacked by a COVID virus. That's like an alien invader. It tore us apart politically. Now that we're about to celebrate our 250th birthday, we have to restore this notion that we can all work together in times of crisis.
Hey, it's been a privilege, sir. Thank you. I hope we get to talk to you again sometime. Walter Isaacson, thank you.
Thank you, Tommy. You call me whenever you want.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Author, professor of history at Tulane University. If anybody could document, and I'm not trying to load him up with work, but could document the history of COVID and the effect on the nation, and also the history of Katrina, it would be Professor Walter Isaacson. 9:35, traffic now, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.